that we kill them skunks because they get down and eat our fish bait down that water.
They eat the fish bait. Something like a turtle only lives on dry land, would you call
that's
it?
That's a gopher.
Gopher. Or terrapin? You heard that?
Well, we got the terrapins. We got the old streaky-back terrapin here. They get to be big belly fellas.
But you mentioned gopher before? Is that
the gopher, yeah. Gopher? Yeah, we got the gopher here.
And that is, how different is it? Is it the same?
Well, it's just a different animal from these others. He won't bite you.
A gopher won't bite?
Uh-uh, will not bite you. And a big gopher, a small young one, can get a stand up on his back and he walk with him. They're strong, mighty strong in their back, their legs. But a gopher will not bite you, harm you at all. But these other old ones, they'll bite you.
Snap at you. Do they snap?
They snap, I reckon so. Now we got two or three giants. Right. We got what's called a gator tail here. Got a tail about that long. He's got just like a gator's tail. And now he's a snap. He bites through that book just like it is. He snap through it. They get to be in big bullies. Mm-hmm. They're dangerous too.
Is their tail poisonous, you guess?
No, it's just with that bill. His bill is crooked down and sharp about that far up there. And he cuts you. If he hits you back there, he cuts your leader sap into.
Okay.
He's dangerous.
A kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams, it's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it's often under the rock.
Crawfish. That's our fish more than be here.
You use that for fish bait?
Mm-hmm.
Insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, or when you grab it, powder comes off on your hands.
I call them flying gnats.
Flying gnats.
I don't know what they are, but they get in your eyes and they fly in your eyes and burn you up, really, if you get in your eyes.
A moth or a miller? Do you ever use them?
Yes, thing that falls around a light at times. Sometimes you can have a light out and where they get around it so they get on and get too hot and fall down. Them old frogs get around and eat till they can't hardly hop.
The frogs eat them?
Yeah, them frogs eat them, yeah.
All right, what would fly around the house and lay its eggs in old clothes, mess up the clothes? We used to have holes in our clothes from them.
Is there moth?
What flies around with a light on its tail by night?
Lightning bug.
And the long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings that hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes around the swamps. It's an insect that eats other smaller mosquitoes. What would you call it?
A big mosquito with wings, flies. That's a regular mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk.
Yeah.
Are there any other terms that you might use to?
Well, he's a wonderful thing. I give him the mischief here about fooling with him. On that light line out there, just pull once in a while. You see him sitting there plumb still, and all of a sudden you see him fly right off. No, he's catching gnats and insects that's flying around small. If you let them alone around the place, you hardly ever see a gnat or anything around the place. They keep them eat up. We call them the big mosquito hawk here. There's two classes of them. There's a small one and a big one. A big one got wings as long as your finger. They really, I give them the mischief for fooling with them. My grandyoungers come back and say, I won't let them fool with mosquitoes, no frogs.
What kinds of stinging insects do you have, mosquitoes? Just the mosquito?